This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
56% of job seekers say the biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications. This according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be lonely, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding that job that fits you. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location nearest you at expresspros.com. No fees for somebody seeking a job. Visit expresspros.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We made it to a Friday. It's a meat Friday at that. And in case you're wondering, and I know you are, roasted beer canned chicken, grilled prosciutto, wrapped asparagus.
Whoa.
Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Nobody could have done without the asparagus, but
What?
You guys all in favor of asparagus?
It's wrapped in meat. Any vegetable
prosciutto.
Wrapped in meat.
Yeah.
Heck yeah, I love asparagus.
Okay.
Hour one poll question.
Like, to what level do you dislike asparagus?
Well, what's the highest level?
Let's go with 1 to 10.
10.
So the poll question's going to be your feelings on asparagus, absolute disgust, or love.
Yum.
Yes,
Paul.
I got to tell you, growing up, I did not like green beans or asparagus because they were usually made very blandly.
Yeah.
But my wife has since, in other places, my sister made it where it's like salt and pepper and a little butter and a little garlic, and it tastes good. It's got a good texture to it. I think now I like it about a 6, maybe a 7.
All right. It's good to know that. Thank you, Paulie, for giving us that update.
I'll get on record here with this, Marv. Yeah. You got
okay, let me get everybody on record. If you like asparagus, Marvin?
I love asparagus.
All right.
If you could only pick between absolute love and pure hatred, you're going pure hatred.
Pure hatred.
Wow.
Yeah.
T.O. Dubs?
Yeah. If you said I could have spinach, green beans, peas, broccoli, I'd take all of those before asparagus.
Okay.
If we're in the green category.
That's fair.
Right.
That's fair.
Yes, Todd.
I would take peas and carrots and broccoli over it, but I'm fine with asparagus, especially with chicken or a nice steak. Asparagus works.
Well, you get chicken. It's roasted beer can chicken on the Traeger and grilled prosciutto wrapped asparagus.
Damn.
Welcome to the program. It's hour one. This program is brought to you by the great folks at King's Hawaiian. They want you to get together with friends and family over the weekend and make every Sunday a Slighter Sunday. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Well, I thought that L.A. Country Club was going to be a challenge. I thought you could get scores between 65 and 85. Then all of a sudden, Ricky Fowler and Xander Schauffele go, nope, we're going to go a little bit lower than that. We had a 62. So prior to yesterday, only two other rounds of 8-under have ever been recorded in the history of the U.S. Open. Justin Thomas did that in 2017, and Johnny Miller did that in the final round of the U.S. Open at Oakmont in 1973. That's it.
Woo!
Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Thank you, Melissa Etheridge. And by the way, Melissa has to be very happy the Kansas City Chiefs, her Kansas City Chiefs, got their Super Bowl rings, and they're gorgeous.
Did she get a ring?
I don't think she did, but those are beautiful. Color combination, the attention to detail. But we're getting closer to my idea of when you buy your wife an engagement ring, she, of course, treasures that, but doesn't wear that every day. But then she could have a ring, her wedding ring, that she wears every day. Or you could have another ring, a small ring, if you wanted to. I keep waiting for these teams to have the everyday Super Bowl ring. But what they did is, they're close to it. Kansas City Chiefs have the pop-top Super Bowl ring. So you can take off the top, and you can wear it as a pendant. We're close. But I would still, because those rings are so big, so gaudy, that you can't wear them. I mean, you might wear them or show them. Maybe once a year you bring them out. But I think we need to get to the sort of modified Super Bowl ring so you get to wear it every day. And after you retire, you can wear it every day, not bring it out. And, you know, these things look like they're bracelets. They're so big. But Kansas City Chiefs, they did it right. Very, very gorgeous there. The Nuggets had their parade yesterday. I got some things to say about it, and I'm going to be up front. I'm going to be a buzzkill. I got some things to say about not only the Denver Nuggets, but they were just a reminder. Beer-soaked title parade. I'll have that for you coming up. The commissioner finally spoke about the Oakland A's. Shouldn't have, but he did, and basically was sarcastic about the Oakland A's and their plight trying to keep their team. And is the commissioner, who we did reach out for, and he's traveling, but
without his phone.
Yeah, well, we reached out, and he's been pretty good at getting back to us. But he said some things he didn't need to say. Oakland's lost their baseball team. You don't have to make it worse. You don't have to rub it in. And it, was he telling the truth? Was this apples to apples of Oakland, what they had to pay, what they were willing to do, and Las Vegas with what they were willing to pay and what they had to do? Because there's a relocation fee in Major League Baseball. You might not be aware of this. For teams looking to relocate, baseball charges a relocation fee, which would be an estimated $300 million for the Oakland A's. Well, the commissioner said the league would waive the A's relocation fee if they moved to Las Vegas. Okay. Why the special treatment there? And did you ask Oakland to provide the same things as you provided Las Vegas? Because judging from what the mayor of Oakland said, that's not the case. You were asking Oakland to do a whole lot more than you did Las Vegas. But we'll have some more on this coming up in a little bit. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address DP at danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. Say good morning. Peacock, our streaming partner. Download the app if you haven't done so. By the way, danpatrick.com, pre-order the football book that I wrote with one of the head writers of The Simpsons, Joel Cohen. Very, very entertaining. It's going to come out in September. Go to danpatrick.com to pre-order that. Poll question today, Seton. What are you going to provide us with first hour?
I'll get right into early voting on feelings on asparagus, Dan. Absolutely love or pure hatred. Right now, absolutely love 72%
okay,
of the vote.
That's fine. That's
yeah,
fine.
And we're not putting up a, no, it's fine option, because everybody would take it. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But you either have to absolutely love it or completely hate it. 72-28.
Okay, that's
How about
fine.
That?
That's yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It's early poll question. You know, Tom Brady was down 28-3. Yeah.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah. The Asparagus Falcons, and he came back, ended up beating him.
What about, I want to get your thoughts more on golf, but L.A. Country Club, overrated, overmatched? Did we think too much of it going in, or are the players just playing that well?
It's not supposed to be this easy. But if you have receptive greens, they have wide fairways, and there's no wind, I think that they were probably surprised that you had these kind of scores there. That's a challenging golf course. It's a beautiful, spectacular golf course. And there's part of me, it was mixed, because there's certain holes that you take advantage of, and they did. And then there's certain holes that you probably don't, but they did. And I'm curious what they do. You know, you can make the pin placements really difficult, and you can move the tee boxes around a little bit here, but you're not going to change the width of the fairways there. Very wide. And but they have some, you have to think your way around the golf course. And that's what I love about that golf course. But, wow, was I surprised. When Ricky, who, that's a great story. Ricky had been trending. Ricky Fowler had been trending here the last couple of weeks and finally figuring some things out. Xander Schauffele is always there at the U.S. Open. But to shoot 62s, that was pretty surprising. Dustin Johnson's in there. Rory McIlroy's in there. It's going to get tougher because I thought par was going to be your friend at the end of the day. And it was like, par? You're going to get smoked left in the dust there. What else do we have, Seton O'Connor?
Let's see. We've got our championships. Now I have to phrase this the right way. Championship parades.
No, save that.
Okay.
I'm going to wait. And after the commercial break, I'm going to talk about victory parades here.
Okay.
All right.
Rob Manfred's comments yesterday were keeping it real or kind of jerky?
I would say kind of jerky here. All right. He had this to say about the reverse boycott from the Oakland A's fans who showed up the other night and around 28,000.
You know, I mean, it was great. It's great to see what is this year, you know, almost an average Major League Baseball crowd in the facility for one night. That's a great thing.
Okay. You don't need to say that. Don't need to. You can just say, look, we had a long relationship with Oakland. They provided us with unbelievable teams and memories, great players, and, you know, we'll miss this area. But we're moving on to Las Vegas, and it's a whole new world, frontier for the Oakland A's.
I mean, hey, I feel bad for A's fans. It's nice they finally showed up one night.
Yeah.
Dang, what are you doing?
You know, now that would be a... You're not the commissioner. You're just Rob Manfred, and you're talking over beers. Hey, what do you think of the reverse boycott? Yeah, kind of nice, you know. About an average night in Major League Baseball. Okay. You're the commissioner. You don't need to do this. Like, the damage is done. Oakland is not keeping its team. Oakland has lost the Raiders. Oakland lost the Golden State Warriors, who moved to San Francisco. And now they're losing the A's. Don't need to say it. All right? Don't need to. Take the high road with this. And you're going to waive the relocation fee? That's not even land that is owned. They're leasing the land. They were making Oakland spend all this money, close to, you know, probably $1 billion, at least according to the mayor. And the mayor said, look, we presented an offer, but what you ask of Vegas is different than what you ask of us in Oakland. And if that's the case, then the commissioner should at least acknowledge this, that, okay, didn't want to stay in the Oakland Coliseum. I get that. But then you got to buy land. And then are you developing? You got to have, you know, basically a small city there surrounding it. You got to have stores and you have condos, you know, all of that. If that's what you're asking, are you being fair to Oakland with what you wanted? Or is it just, you know what, let's make a clean break. Let's go. Sports is going into Vegas. The Golden Knights are there. Now you got the Raiders are there. You got the A's are in there. And you're going to have a basketball team going in there at some point as well, an expansion team. It's just going to happen. But I thought it was disingenuous of the commissioner to say that. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what bothered me the most if I was an A's fan. Don't say you feel bad for me, because you don't. If you felt bad, we wouldn't be here. You would have made the owner make a product on the field. And it'd be just refreshing to say, like, you know what? There's no upside for Major League Baseball as a sport to keep a team in Oakland. We're trying to keep up with the NFL, keep up with NBA, and we're going to get into Vegas as soon as we can, because that's a fresh move, a fresh thing for our sport. And just say it. Just say it out loud, but they can't.
Well, he said the other thing out loud, so just say that out loud.
They never say the truth out loud.
Yeah, but I was just surprised that, you know, don't look back. You're moving forward, and we're sorry that we couldn't make this happen. No, that's all. But if you say sorry, but you're not sorry, then don't say it. I'd rather you just said, you know what? We exhausted all avenues here, in my opinion, our opinion, and we're moving to Vegas, and it's a fresh start, and that's the future of sports, being in the gambling capital of the world. Who's with me? Come on, let's go. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW. Operator Tyler is standing by. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Does anybody want to be on Hard Knocks? There's four teams that are eligible here. The Jets, Bears, Commanders, Saints. Okay. Bears? No. Saints? No. Commanders? No. Ding, 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 Jets, come on down, right? That's what we want. You know, maybe, you know, Sauce Gardner will be wonderful on camera. Robert Saleh would be great. Aaron Rodgers might be difficult but entertaining. I'd love to see Zach Wilson watch Aaron Rodgers be in a quarterback meeting between those two. As Aaron talking to his son is what it would look like. All right, come here, Zachy. Come here. Sit on my lap. All right, I'm going to tell you about cover two. Here we go. All right, we'll take a break. I'm going to be a buzzkill. I'm going to be a buzzkill coming up after the commercial break. We'll take a break after this. Dan Patrick Show. King's Hawaiian. We're always looking for recipes where we can use the King's Hawaiian buns. The Slider Sunday, we're like, no way. We're going to have a Slider Friday. They have the quarterback sliders. It's a beef slider patty, American cheese, pickles, onions, mustard, and ketchup. All prepared on the OG, the King's Hawaiian original sweet roll. You don't even need to put meat on those King's Hawaiian. You can just, I went out, we had the pretzel buns, and we had them, and I go, wait, we had a whole thing of pretzel buns here. And Zeke goes, yeah, man, you can just eat those. I said, yeah, you can.
Yeah, take them right out of the pack, eat them.
I know, we were saving them. King's Hawaiian wants you to make every Sunday a Slider Sunday. Go to your local store, pick up those sweet and fluffy, irresistible King's Hawaiian rolls and enjoy. The salty pretzel slider buns are awesome. You have the pre-sliced slider buns and the originals, Hawaiian sweet rolls. They do it upright. King's Hawaiian rolls and enjoy. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I never even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You got to vote this week on Marvin's Cookout playlist at DanPatrick.com, which we do every Friday. We gave you the following choices: funk, disco, soul, rap, gospel. And it was funk. 37% of the vote. Just like you have control over Marvin's Cookout playlist, you have control over your phone plan as well. That's what we love about My Plan from Verizon. You get to follow in the footsteps of giving you control over part of our show, and that's what they're doing. Just like that, with your phone plan, you take control, and you pay for what you want, what you need. Turn on the perks when you want them. My Plan from Verizon. All right. We'll get to phone calls coming up. I'm watching the parade yesterday with the Denver Nuggets. Now, I want to say this. I know it won't be received this way. This isn't an indictment of the Denver Nuggets or the city of Denver. This is really kind of a compilation of the last 15 or 20 years. And there's a performance drinking phenomenon that we have when we get to these parades. And societal views on drinking are relaxed. Like, we look at this, and we're like, yeah, that's kind of funny. Look at those guys stumbling. Klay Thompson nearly falling down, knocking down a woman. Or Michael Malone up there at the microphone. There was a woman who fell off the stage at the Rams celebration. Like, they're just things that happen, and I know that we can kind of look at them and go, oh, that's kind of funny. Or, boy, they turned out for Denver or, you know, a Detroit Red Wings parade. You know, it could be any team. I just think we're kind of teetering on the brink of something here and something bad, and that's what I worry about. Nobody looks good the day after they've been drinking. If somebody shows you a video and you're like, man, I was having a great time, and then you see the video and you go, yikes. Now, that's your personal preference. And I said this up front, I'm going to be a buzzkill. I just think at some point we have to have an understanding of what is celebratory and what is overindulging. And, you know, making sure the players get home, the coaches get home. I didn't know what it sounds like. Oh, my God, what an old man. Get off my lawn. You know, then I'm that guy. We're just relaxed and a little too relaxed. And I hope that we never have to go, yep, you were right about this. But I watched yesterday, Alex Ovechkin, he was gone for a few days. You know, Capitals won, great story. Oh, look at Ovechkin, he's hammered. Okay, if somebody is taking care of him, fine. You know, it's all about the kids. We're worried about kids hearing language. And then you got coaches and players who get on the microphone and they're dropping F-bombs, saying whatever they want to say. Kids are watching how their idols, their team, celebrating. I know, I'm a buzzkill, but I'll be that buzzkill. It just feels like it's, you know, Tom Brady throwing the Super Bowl trophy from one boat to another. Now, he was helped home, but he looked like he had, you know, suffered a concussion. But if you go back, you know, the Patriots, you know, they had the boat, Gronk, you know, everybody having a good time. But I just, are we missing what we're supposed to be doing in getting together to celebrate a championship? Does everybody have to be hammered? You know? Caldwell Pope with double-fisted. I get it. I know if you're a fan, you're like, man, they're like us. They're having fun. I love that. I just hopefully this never comes to fruition where we have a day where we're talking about something bad that's happened. But our views were relaxed on this, and I worry about that. Yeah, Paul.
I think the phrase you used that stuck out was performance drinking, because parades have been going on forever, and these are people who drink and party and have a good time. And, you know, if you go, I've been to parades, and they seem like they're having a good time, but it never really felt wild. Mm-hmm. They never felt wild. And now it feels like I'm going to get on camera and outdo J.R. Smith. I'm going to outdo Gronk, and I'm going to have three beers instead of two pounding in my face. And again, we're not prudes, but it just, man, like that incident with Matthew Stafford and the wasn't there a photographer?
Yeah, she fell off. I think she broke her back.
I'm sure that was not related to drinking.
Maybe it wasn't.
There's just, it just feels like it's teetering. I just wonder what commissioners think. They don't want to be the buzzkills, but it feels like they can't love it.
But I don't know when it started. I mean, I go back. I remember when the Mets won the World Series back in 1969. I was like, nobody was hammered. They were on a parade float. And then all of a sudden, well, you got to have more than that. But when did that happen? Where all of a sudden it was like, a parade's not good enough or a victory speech or everybody comes out, now it's got to be over the top. Yes, Eden.
But it kind of feels like Gronk became a celebrity for crushing beers, not for being the greatest tight end ever. Yeah. You know what I mean? It was more about his antics and like, hey, you guys going to crush a bunch of beers with your brothers too? Or what, how many beers are you guys going to drink? That he kind of rose to celebrity because of his antics.
But I thought that was a one-off because there's one Gronk. But then all of a sudden it felt like, hey, I'm going to get on camera. This is how I can get on camera. I'm just like you. I'm pounding beers. I'm crushing them off my forehead. Whatever those things are. I just worried about it. And once again, this isn't an indictment. It should not be perceived as an indictment on the Nuggets. It just kind of reminded me yesterday when I'm watching that. That's not pretty. It's not. Like, okay, those guys are stumbling and not able to speak clearly, coherently. I can go to a bar and see that. It just feels like if you're not in that condition, then you're letting people down. It's just performance drinking. Camera's on me. I'm going to chug it. And that's kind of what stood out yesterday. Michael Malone, Nuggets head coach, at the parade yesterday.
Is Brucey B going anywhere? Hell no. Hell no. Hell no. Hey, we run this back. We run this back. Hell yeah. Come on. Get loud. Get loud.
That's Coach.
We sure?
Yep. Yeah, that's Coach.
Hell no.
He also had this to say about the Joker padding his stats.
You guys know he's stat pads, right? And you guys know he didn't win a third in a row MVP because the voters didn't want to vote for him. This guy right here is an amazing player, but I hope you all know him, Natalia, their daughter, their brothers, their family. They are a huge part of Denver. So let's give it up for Nikola Jokic.
All right. Yes, he.
Yeah, in that first soundbite, Coach was, who's the character in The Wire who was like the mayor?
Oh, like Clay. She.
That, the guy, he would go, shoot.
Clay Davis.
I'll say shoot instead of the real word.
Yeah.
He was 2 seconds away from going, shoot.
She. Yeah. Yes, Marv.
There was some James of Virginia vibes right there.
He's appreciating Funk Day on the show.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah, Paulie.
That wasn't Michael Malone. That was Mick Malone. Yeah. Mick Malone gets after it.
Yeah, Mickey Malone.
Mickey. Mickey's your boy.
Yeah.
She.
Like Clay Davis in The Wire.
Yeah. Yeah, Marv.
Nah.
Yeah.
Hey, look. He goes by Michael because I'm sure people called him White Mike.
Growing up? On the playground?
Oh, there was always one white dude. His name was Mike.
Yeah, I'll take White Mike on the team.
Yo, I'll take White Mike. Like,
she.
Like, he's the only dude. He's the only white guy here, but he's White Mike.
Let me hear Michael Malone again. Mick Malone again.
Is Brucey B going anywhere? Hell no. Hell no. Hell no. Hey, we run this back. We run this back. Hell yeah. Come on. Get loud. Get loud.
All right.
Where's that accent from? Is he from like New York or?
No, it's Brian Kelly. Brian Kelly talked to him.
I think he grew up in New Jersey or something.
Yeah. He got a little twang to we all run to the back. Yeah, Marvin.
Have you ever seen the movie The Other Guys with Will Ferrell?
Yeah.
When Will Ferrell's character turns into Gator, he's like, Gator's going, we're wearing Jimmy's. Like, that's exact. You guys got to just Google it if you haven't seen it.
But it's like no punctuation yesterday. Zero.
In front of a microphone, in front of a big arena, all of a sudden we all become preachers.
I haven't even won all my games yet.
Yeah.
We're going to run this shit back.
Get loud.
Man. Oh. Come on, man.
Oh, it's a man's game, man.
Fireball, brought to you by Fireball.
Here I am saying I'm bothered by it, but I'm laughing at it, you know? But I, it's one of those where it feels like, I remember talking to Dennis Eckersley, Hall of Fame reliever, and he said that he was shown a video of him, I think at a wedding, and he stopped drinking because he saw himself and he's like, oh my God, look at me. We're never as funny. We're never as good as we think we are when we've been drinking. And the parade is great. I loved it. I just want to make sure that we don't have something bad that happens. Okay? It's not about the Nuggets. It's not about Denver. It's about parades in general. For the most part, it's harmless until it isn't. And I just hope we don't get there. And I don't even know what you can do now. Everything in moderation, that doesn't happen at these parades. Yes, Todd.
Does Coach watch that back and feel proud? Thinks that's cool? He's embarrassed, mortified? What would you think?
What do you think?
I would think he'd be a little more on the embarrassed side.
I don't know. He might be like, hey, I had a great time. You know, it's a one-off. I did my job. We won a championship. I celebrated. Maybe a little too hard. We did reach out to the Nuggets. They said that Coach Malone said that he was not going to have any interviews for a while.
He wouldn't be able to, it sounds like, for a couple
probably
of days.
Not.
We're winning this one again next year. No cap.
Yeah.
No cap.
No cap.
Okay. Here's Michael Malone again.
Is Brucey B going anywhere? Hell no. Hell no. Hell no. Hey, we run this back. We run this back. Hell yeah.
We're done.
Yeah, Paul.
Imagine, like, they go to training camp this year and Bruce Brown is holding out the player he's just referring to there. And the local reporter goes, Coach, when you said, hell nah, hell nah, Bruce Brown ain't going nowhere. What did you mean by that? You know, like, bring back quotes from the thing?
Yeah, I wonder if Bruce Brown's going to be there next year because he's going to get a pretty good offer there. Just saying. Yes, Todd.
And if the Nuggets, for some reason, don't have an amazing season or they go on some losing streak or don't get anywhere near the finals, that clip is just sitting there for everyone to play with over and over.
I don't think anybody cares about that. The only one who really, it came back to haunt them is when the Heat had their introductory press conference. Not one, not two, not three.
They're dancing.
No. Yeah.
Up there.
Like. That was like Boys to Men, and you're going, come, slow down. They didn't even win a title the first year. Not one, not two. That's the only one. You know, Pat Riley has, you know, famously done that with the three-peat, but you know, I don't think anybody's going to go, hey, Coach, you guaranteed that you guys were going to win the title, and you guys bowed out in the second round. I don't think anybody's going to bring that back. I don't remember usually what it is said at these parades. That one, just because of his voice, and it didn't sound like him. Like, he's measured when he goes to the press conference. You know, I told these guys that they got to want it more than the other team. You know, they got out-hustled. They didn't want it as bad as anybody else. And then you juxtapose that with...
Is Brucey B going anywhere? Hell no. Hell no. Hell no. Hey, we run this back. We run this back. Hell yeah. Come on.
All right. That's how I'd love for him to sound at press conferences. That'd be entertaining.
You got to get Clay Davis to show up on the sideline next year. Though.
Can you get a clip of Clay Davis on the wire?
How do you want me to edit that
You just have to bleep it.
We've kind of said it 1,000 times already at this point. I don't know that.
If you just don't complete the word, you're good.
Yeah.
Because we're saying is S-H-E-E-T.
Yeah.
Actor, like a sheet of paper.
Isaiah Whitlock Jr. played Clay Davis. He's great.
Buddha. Buddha in San Francisco. Good morning, Buddha. What's on your mind?
Nobody. What up, DP? Good morning, boys. Dan, I just finished the jury duty show this week. And all I got to say, Dan, is Ronald. He's definitely in the good ass dude club, if you know what I mean.
Yes, that's
a great
show.
It was a great watch. So, yeah, thank you for that.
Yep.
Now, Dan, on to a couple orders of business here. Mick Malone, he needs to keep my team's name out of his mouth, Dan. He looked like a weasel yesterday, DP. I mean, it wasn't a good look. He was gallivanting around, looking like a teenage hoodlum, drinking Fireball, some big chain that he borrowed from Flavor Flav. And he looked like he should have been in a Limp Bizkit concert, Dan, not at an NBA parade portraying the NBA coach. And lastly, Dan, I'd just like to point out the Lakers have more jerseys hung in our unnamed arena, according to Mick, than Denver's had all-stars in their entire team's history. Plus, we have 16 more chips. So put that in your
Buddha, private... Buddha, you should not be acknowledging any of this. You're better than that. You don't need to acknowledge this. You don't need to. Here is Vic Lombardi, the TV host in Denver.
He came into this world as the son of a coach, but in these playoffs, he became the Lakers' daddy. So I tell you what, NBA, put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Okay. Yeah, Mark.
Didn't they beat the Heat?
They did, but they beat the Lakers. They swept the Lakers. Right,
not the Suns, not the.
They swept the Lakers. I don't know if that makes Michael Malone their daddy, but look, it's entertainment here. They gave us entertainment in the playoffs, gave us entertainment post playoffs. So, congratulations to the Nuggets. They are the NBA champs, and they should be viewed as NBA champs. Not they beat the Heat, but the Heat didn't have anybody. We could go back through history, and I could be pointing out that teams beat teams, and you'd be like, oh, I didn't know that. Oh, Magic was hurt in that series against the Bulls? Yeah. Or Patrick Ewing didn't play, you know, San Antonio Spurs. Like, we forget. But we pick and choose when it comes to, yeah, but they didn't beat anybody. You know, like, okay, you just beat who's ever in front of you. It's survival of the fittest. But we do pick and choose that way. It's like, you know, does LeBron get a statue outside of the to-be-named arena in Los Angeles? Well, he won one in a bubble. Okay. He's got the only title ever won in a bubble. That should be a positive thing, not a negative thing. Yeah, Paul.
By the way, didn't we set like a over-under of a year and a half on the Lakers arena name with crypto.com?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it was a year and a half we said it.
Yeah.
Maybe under.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, boy. All right. Just getting started here. It's a meat Friday. I'm getting fired up. Maybe I shouldn't get this fired up. We should be having fun today. I say we start drinking.
It loud.
And then Marv can do his Louis Armstrong impersonation.
I see tons of beer. And Michael Malone changed his voice. Sound like Brian Kelly.
Well, we could have rhymed that a little bit.
We could have.
Yeah, we could have. All right, let's take a break. Play of the day up next here on the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
It's the Book of Joe podcast. I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Yeah, well, there are no boundaries, right? Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, You can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Oh, my God.
The play, the play of the day.
Put it left, I got it!
Play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Uh-oh. And Otani hits this one in the air to center field. That ball is well hit, and it's his fourth home run of the series and his 22nd of the year.
10 home runs in his last 16 games. It was a typical Otani performance. Went six strong, hit a home run. There have been 15 home runs of at least 440 feet in the past week. Otani has four of those 15. That's courtesy of Bally Sports West. That's your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by the great folks at Traeger. The Traeger's Father's Day sale going on right now through June 21st. Save on select grills and pellets and sauces and a whole lot more. Traeger.com. Also, you're going to love the Timberline Grill. Traeger has the smart thermometer, the meter. Find gifts for loved ones, for yourself. Get fired up. Epic meals this summer with gear from Traeger. Shop and save at Traeger.com. Isn't this the worst-case scenario for the Angels? They're in contention for the playoffs, and it makes it almost impossible to trade Shohei Ohtani because you're in contention. But can you see the Angels spending $600 million to re-sign him? Trade deadline is the beginning of August, and maybe this turns out to be, you know, a win-win from the standpoint of making the playoffs, having a nice run, and then you're going to keep Shohei Ohtani, and you're going to spend $600 million. I haven't seen anything, and maybe one of you guys can find this. Has there been an offer for Shohei Ohtani? Is he just saying, or his representatives, let's wait until the end of this season? Because then he can walk. But if I'm the Angels, I at least have to know, are we in the ballpark? And if not, then give us directions to the ballpark of how much. What's it going to be? Just let us know, because if they say, well, we're not going to re-sign right now, we don't want to do anything until the end of the year. Okay, now that might change my philosophy. Paulie has been on this probably since the Super Bowl, where he's like, you know what? If you're the Angels and Ohtani, you might be in contention. If you're in contention, then what do? You re-sign him? Does he want to stay? Maybe he looks at this and says, hey, we got something really going on here. But then what are you going to ask for? $600 million? I'm guessing. Yeah, Paul.
To me, this goes back to, we had Brian Windhorst, the reporter who covered LeBron. He talked about how he couldn't believe, going back to LeBron's decision to go to Miami, that the Cleveland team thought they had him, yeah. The team, the players. If you gave them a do-over and you didn't know if LeBron was staying, I think they would have had the total rights to trade LeBron at that age. He would have had no power to veto a trade at 25, 26. Imagine they would have traded him for the biggest haul in sports history. How
you're
that
saying during the season.
Yeah.
Because once the season's over,
you can't do anything.
Then they wouldn't have been able to.
But like the Angels right now, if they go to the offseason, it becomes a decision and they lose him for nothing. They go back to being the Angels who are both uninteresting.
Okay, but if they don't come up with an offer, like if the Angels go, give us you know, whatever you think the number is going to be, and then at least we have something to work off of.
Yeah, if they won't even present you a number that you could just match and then you move on with your lives, the problem is they're playing great.
Do they get a hometown discount? How many teams can afford Shohei Ohtani? Three? Four? Maybe? Yankees, Mets, Dodgers. Would the Giants pony up? You know, they lost Aaron Judge, but, you know, Aaron Judge, what he's getting is different than what Shohei Ohtani's going to be asking for. Yes, Marv.
Padres like to spend money.
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
And they like missing the playoffs.
Wow. Okay.
They're underachieving.
All right. Yes, they are. Yeah.
They're 33 and 35.
What's that the Padres hate?
Love their uniforms. The Angels, though, had the best record in Major League Baseball in June. And they've won 8 of their last 10, which makes it impossible to trade the guy. Almost impossible.
Yeah, but I got to know your number.
Yep.
And if you don't want to tell me your number, then what are you telling me? Do you want to stay? Tell me your number. If you don't want to stay, then that's okay. Then we have to find somebody who is going to be able to give us enough assets here. And Bob Costa said yesterday, it'd be the biggest haul in baseball history. It'd be far more than, what the Nationals got in return for Soto. Yes, Paul.
I wonder if you could make the case. I'm not a baseball guy, but I wish a Jeff Passing could tell us. Would it be smart for the Angels to trade him to the Dodgers? The Dodgers have the number one farm system in baseball. They can easily afford Ohtani. Yeah. But you're giving Ohtani, who's not a kid anymore, he's like 28, and he's the novelty of him pitching and hitting. What if they gave the back half of his career to the Dodgers and they decimated the Dodgers farm system and maybe made themselves competitive over the next 10 years, the Angels, while hurting the Dodgers, you would think, other than having Ohtani and a bunch of other good players. I don't know. I just think I wonder if there's any strategy to that.
I just want to know a number. That's all. Just give me a number. Let me know. Can we be in the ballpark here? That's it. Todd in South Carolina. Hi, Todd. What's on your mind today?
DP, first time, long time.
Yep.
6'2", a new dad bod, 205.
Okay. Congratulations.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you. I went to the Steelers Super Bowl parade, Super Bowl 40 in 2006, and I was 21 at the time. I actually turned 21 the night they won. There was hardly anyone drinking during that parade. Most of the players and coaches were slapping hands with the crowd, filming, or just sitting on the vehicles with their significant others. And heck, we still had a blast.
Yeah, there's performance drinking. That's what it's become. Put cameras out there and everybody's a performer. Tom in Wisconsin. Hi, Tom.
Yeah, just on that topic, I understand where you're coming with the overindulgence for victory parades and speeches. But what is it going to be like when DP Show wins the Sports Emmy? I mean, are we letting Dylan get up on the mic? Or?
Well, we drink win or lose, Tom. That's the difference. We're professionals. Everything in moderation.
I kind of have a parade every night, to be honest with you. So, this time it'd just be around other people instead of alone.
Are you Mike Malone every night?
Pretty much, yeah.
Talking to your wife.
Got my chain on.
Yeah. Let's run the ship. It's like, okay. All right. Can't imagine Red Auerbach doing that, you know? Going crazy. George Halas up there. Vince Lombardi. Win one for the Gipper. We're going to drink. Change his speech. 1 hour in the books. Two more to go on this Meet Friday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.